I had to turn off my Bluetooth. I had to turn off, well, I had to turn off the Wi-Fi because I was in my driveway and I wanted to not have to deal with the cutoff of driving away from the house and then having to negotiate a new connection, all that sort of stuff. Wow, what an awesome conversation we're having. I'm going to drive to the P.O. Box. I got a notification that there was something in there. And my wife's out with the kids and a friend of hers for a little bit here. And so I've got a little bit of time on a Saturday, which doesn't happen ever. So I'm going to take that drive and I don't know. Maybe a gas station stop would be in order. I kind of want to stop by the Best Buy and get an adapter for when I'm in my wife's car. The lightning cable to headphone jack adapter. Because her car has a headphone jack. It's an older. It looks like they broke Rumbleverse on the Steam Deck yesterday. I am heartbroken about it because I was really enjoying playing it that way. I was probably playing most of the Rumbleverse I was probably playing on the Steam Deck. And they put out an update yesterday with a bunch of anti-cheat stuff. Because I guess the game's had a bit of a cheating problem, and now I can't get in-game on the Steam Deck. I can get, so, what you know, it'll load to a menu, and then from the menu it will load into, like, the lobby, the kind of, you're on the barge, you're on the battle barge. And then from the barge you launch into the city to fight, and then basically, like, I can get to the barge, and then it'll eventually error out. Had X-Bob on the Discord, also went ahead and installed it to kind of check and see if it was not just me. And yeah, it was happening there too, so. My guess is yesterday they put out some kind of update to kind of fix some of the cheating stuff and that has to be the problem. It doesn't give a specific error message. It just says, like, nah. Oh, there's an ambulance here. I gotta do the right thing and pull over, even though we're on, like, the other side of an island and all this other stuff. But okay. So yeah, I don't know. I'm bummed. It's like the Steam Deck is a weird thing, man. Because, like, you know, it's running games in really strange ways, and, like, I can't be mad at it because, like, of course, an online game's gonna have anti-cheat, and you know, it's not even on Steam. It's an Epic Store exclusive, so naturally their interest in getting it Steam Deck compatible is going to be quite low, and also it's going to be significantly below their desire to keep people from cheating. So yeah, like, of course I just look at it and go, like, yep, that sucks, and hopefully it won't always be that way. But I get why it would be. Okay, we want to go. Which way are we going? We're going this way. Midnight Fight Express seems to work just fine on the Steam Deck. That's coming out next week. I was playing a little bit of that this morning there, and yep, it seems like it runs just fine. from a Steam Deck update. Arcade Paradise runs well there. But yeah, it's the interesting thing about the Steam Deck is that you've got the games that they are verifying and saying, yes, we think these games run great. And then sometimes they're wrong about that. You know, they'll be like Dead or Alive 6 was verified, but it didn't work in story mode. Which, I think if you're going to say a yes, this works badge with no caveats, that everything should work as normal. So, I don't know if it still says that or if they have updated it. I know they update some games from time to time to say, like, nah, this doesn't go anymore. Because, like, now Halo Infinite is listed as playable, whereas before it only worked if you did a bunch of weird shit. Now they have done the weird shit for you on the back end to make it go. And that's cool. I don't know. It's such a fascinating device, but you know, there's no guarantee, right? There's no guarantee that even like the game you're playing right now might break next week through some kind of weird update, because it's not the Steam Deck. I don't think it's a priority for a lot of developers, and of course, like, why would it be in the grand scheme of things? On the PC, you know, configurations you're looking to support, the number of Steam Decks out there, you know, it's probably not always going to be worth your while right now to do that. And hopefully that changes. You know, speaking selfishly as a Steam Deck owner, you know, hopefully that eventually changes and it is worth the effort or you know, whatever to make those games run. And I think there's definitely an opportunity for, you know, for smaller games, for sure, to benefit from advertising Steam Deck compatibility. You know, I think, you know, games that are always looking for, like, ways to get more people to play them, if they can say, yeah, this works on Steam Deck, works really great, then that's going to help them. You know, games that aren't selling a ton anyway, any kind of bump they get is going to be noticeable, so it kind of behooves them to support Steam Deck, but like larger games, you know, I don't know. Different priorities, right? Every developer is going to have different priorities. You wonder how Saints Row is going to run on it. Isn't Saints Row an Epic exclusive as well? I mean, it doesn't have any anti-cheat stuff, but, perhaps that's something we could discuss next week. Perhaps that's a question I could answer for you in a couple of days. I was worried that there was going to be a ton of traffic right here, but there was just a guy pulled over and, like, under his truck working on it on the side of the road, which seems, on this freeway shoulder here, seems like a good way to get run over. This is the Beatles station. We don't want to listen to the Beatles station. We want to listen to the TikTok station, because it's the closest we're going to get to the worst station imaginable. Okay, what do we got here? We can just listen to this Pop 2K station, because, you know.
Who let the dogs out?
I bet Linux users are stoked about the Steam Deck because it's been this weird rise in interest in games running on Linux. And like Valve now has this like big financial incentive to like have this really good compatibility layer. Seen as like an act of desperation, the TikTok radio is channel 4 on satellite radio. It's such a low number that they save for like their high priority pop stations. Well, I'll say, you know, running this, running the Mixlr app directly on my phone instead of trying to tether it to my iPad, and all that sort of stuff works infinitely better. Unfortunately, it prevents me from listening to Spotify while we stream because the phone can't do both. I have not heard this song on TikTok. I call bullshit. Maybe there's some sped up version of it or something that's going around, you know, but... But I just want to know more about the TikTok radio experience. I'm driving this car so infrequently.
That was song number 5 on the trending trend on TikTok radio. It is time, that means, for song number 4. I'm your host, that it's Kat Haley on TikTok. And song number 4, the filter that you've been using with it, is so mysterious and eerie. It's the AI filter where you can type in some words and then it'll give
and people
you
were
a
typing
picture.
In their fucking birthdays and shit.
Describe those words.
Just give more data away.
You could type in your birthday.
Yeah.
Some people are writing in like, how is my mom? And maybe their mom's in heaven or something.
Yeah, maybe.
That picture,
what?
Interpreting it in a way that you feel makes sense to you. This is song number 4, Habits by Genevieve Stokes.
Fuck. Just the idea of a radio station where they're like, I'm talking to you about this TikTok filter in a really intense way. As if the TikTok audience has any level of crossover with the fucking old men that buy new cars and fucking get satellite radio. It's like, it's, hey, we have the Beatles station. Fucking here's Bruce Springsteen radio and shit. And they're like, I don't know, we got TikTok radio. Need to get one of those Spotify car things. Yeah. Well, I mean, the car already has all the means to do all that stuff, so it wouldn't. I don't think that would actually help. Okay. Let's, I got a notification saying that there was something in the P.O. box, and so here I am. All right. We have here a box from Victor in Puerto Rico. I don't know if I should. I'll open it on camera. How about that? It's shaking around like drinks. Very exciting. Imagine if she listened to what a hater had to say. I can't imagine it. I simply cannot.
Listen, what I hate.
Well,
I don't know.
It's time for song number one of Trending 10. I'm your host, and it's Kat Haley here on TikTok Radio, and this is the moment that you've been waiting for.
I have been waiting
for
this. We
have songs today from artists that you've seen here on the Trending 10, and the brand new ones too. We've had songs by Armani White, Genevieve Stokes, Nicky Yor. Song number one, though, easily the biggest song, probably because it's also a brand new song. This song is one where you are showing outfits that you've worn for Halloween in the past.
What?
Some of them are hilarious, some of them are really hot. And along with that, other people are just vibing to this song.
Yeah, other people are just vibing.
Song number one, Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj.
Ugh. Fucking.
Hey, cow.
Some people are just vibing with this. Yeah, that's the big question, is do people who use TikTok, I mean, it's me. Is it me? Am I the one? Am I the one person that uses TikTok and also has a satellite radio subscription? Of the people who have fucking flipped Super Freak, this might be the fucking wackest one. This is the fucking worst one. Super fucking boring. I've only listened to TikTok radio like a couple of times, and I feel like the other times I've turned it on, they've not been playing full songs. They're just like, here's this thing, here's this thing, here's this thing, here's a little bit of this Kate Bush song, because we know, like, because everyone on TikTok only hears this fucking 25 seconds of it anyway, and I think I like that better than having to fucking sit through this fucking whole song. What else?
Pop out with them racks like I hit the jackpot.
Is this dude's first day rapping? Is this Hit Row? What the fuck's going on? Like, you could have done another take of this, and maybe... I think my least favorite fucking hip-hop slang of the last 5 years, if not more, is the term ops. Talking about opposition as ops. I think it's fucking just so stupid. It just sounds fake. It sounds like some shit someone came up for a fucking TV show. Like, we need to, this episode of Law & Order is about a gangster rapper. Oh, you see this part where he's rapping about his ops? That's short for opposition. Like, oh, wow. I agree.
You're bringing in all these guys, which, again, I'm happy to see all these people on TV. But at the same time, it's like, what about the young?
Edwin, yeah. to your point, and thank you for the call, Edwin. Mark, this is a good, Edwin's sharing feelings and thoughts that a lot of the pro wrestling public at large shares, right? The AEW originals, the people that, Hangman Page referenced it in his promo before Double or Nothing. I'm here to save you. I'm here to save AEW from you. And he was talking to CM Punk. And again, where there's smoke, there's fire, and the controversy, it is my hope that this is all a part of the story, right? And we're building to some sort of storyline that revolves around sort of WWE guys versus AEW originals.
That's a fucking dead-end story, dude. Kind of botched in 2001. You can't, that's a fucking terrible...
I mean, it would be good. Because you have...
Also, you're talking to Mark Henry, who literally fucking works for AEW. Like, what do you think he's going to say?
Man, there's so many
John Moxley who would have to pick sides. Like, are you an AEW original because he debuted right at the first Double or Nothing, or are you? Do you feel that pull to that other former life? I mean, there's so much you can do with it, Mark.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be done. There's a lot of meat on that bone, and
and be a fucking a dead end fucking story. There's no long term money in fucking
how about MJF potentially returning as a
that generational fucking bullshit.
And
fucking
AEW against them.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we have the fucking the main event mafia?
Is that the story they want to tell?
Wow, that'd be incredible. It'd definitely be something worth talking about.
Well, that's a good thing, right? We're talking about this right now. We don't know what's real. We don't know where the line sits. And that's awesome, right? It might not be awesome for the people in the back trying to navigate these waters, but for us as fans sitting here and trying to follow the drama, I mean, shit, man, I'm locked in.
What's the problem? All you gotta do is mind your damn business. If it don't concern you, keep walking. That's the underrated
Paul,
thing in pro wrestling.
My name's Paul, and that's between y'all, as you like to
my
say.
I ain't been it, and I ain't in it. Keep walking. It don't have nothing to do with you. Everybody want to get in other people's business. Everybody want to be the first one. Oh, I got some inside information. Take your gossiping ass home. Like, I don't understand how these things even get out. How did it even get on the social media?
People talk.
Because being set up. We're going to say this, and then we're going to see if who's the stooge. You can find out who the stooges are. If you have a little doubt, just feed a little nugget.
Plant some seeds, if you will.
Plant some seeds. And then everybody else is aware. Don't say nothing. Let's see. We'll see if it, and then it comes out. And then you go, oh, that's the damn leak. That's him right there. And then you don't talk around them.
Yeah.
Then you try to keep them on the out. I've seen it, man, 10 times.
I was gonna say this goes back to the WWE too.
Yeah, it's in every business.
For sure.
You know how to find the stooge. You know how to find the person that can't stop. When I first came to AEW, there was a stooge. There was somebody that was videotaping the pool.
I'll be in this one moment.
Okay. Hi, can I get 2 double cheeseburgers with ketchup only and a large Diet Dr. Pepper?
And you wanted a, sorry, what were the 2 burgers you wanted?
Double cheeseburgers with ketchup only.
Anything else you order?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. You want the cheese, though, right?
Yes, yes,
okay,
cheese,
got
yeah.
It. Okay, your total is going to come out to be 792.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
Do. This like whole fucking backstage AEW shit that's been floating around the last week or so now. Sucks. I just think it sucks. I don't think it's interesting. It doesn't make me go like, ooh, what's going to happen? What's real? What's not? It just makes me go like, man, I hope that backstage environment is good, because I think that when that thing is firing on all cylinders, that all those people can work together and make some fucking cool shit on television. And I don't fucking, like, neither option is good, right? If it's all real and people aren't getting along, that's a bummer. But if it's something where they are faking it, that's worse, because fucking who fucking cares? Like, they've already got whatever fucking weird fucking work shoot bullshit going with this MJF thing. Like, starting another fucking round of it before that's even resolved seems real fucking stupid. And, yeah, yes, may have, yeah, the like, CM Punk might have almost decided.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Marge at
Dyke
Pepper.
Yep.
Two double cheese plant.
Yep.
Gonna be $7.92.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. It was ketchup only on those.
Ketchup only.
Okay, yeah.
There we go.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Also, you just hope that that's, like, not the tactic to, like, well, we got us, the ratings have been a little iffy, so what can we do to, you know, because that's a terrible solution to that situation. Hi. Yeah, please. All right, thank you. You too. Wrestling. Ugh. Oh, look at that. All these little condos or whatever they've been building over here seem like they're almost ready for people to live in them. Weird. That happened fast. But yeah, it's awesome to have some excitement around wrestling, and then, like, having, I feel like, this situation kind of pop up over the last week. Again, like, whether it's fake or real kind of doesn't matter. Because it's a negative thing either way. And it's probably a little worse if it's all fake. Well, no, if it's all fake, then that's just them being dumb and trying to fucking, like, spike, like basically trying to, like, get interest in the product through these weird fucking internet stories, which, you know, whatever, that audience is watching that show one way or the other. That doesn't lead to more viewership, I don't think. I just don't think there's money in that. And if it's real, then it's like, that sucks too, because you look at it and you're like, you know, these are a lot of people here that I would like to see have, like, good matches together, and if they are fucking embroiled in a bunch of egotistical bullshit, then that's not going to happen. And, you know, it's just a shit situation. Shit fucking situation. Meanwhile, like, WWE is putting together, like, better shows, but not, I don't know, like, there's, like, it's signs of life type stuff. Like, you watch it and you're excited because you're like, oh, that's, like, promising. Oh, wow, there's, like, wow, they can put five people into a fucking match to determine the number one contender for the Intercontinental belt, and actually it's a good match as opposed to a shit show. And you know, there's just, like, little bits and pieces that you go, like, cool. Oh, wow, this thing that, like, under normal circumstances I would have expected to be dog shit was actually all right, or even, like, pretty good. Like, they've put on some pretty good fucking shows. But I don't know. you know, and maybe I'm just, like a little more down on them right now because of that fucking Hit Row thing. And also, I think that fucking Karrion Kross dude, like, seems like the most boring fucking man alive. Like, nothing about that character seems exciting. Like, the Dexter Loomis stuff was exciting. Like, him showing up and fucking getting hauled off and all this other shit. But, like, that guy, like, he's just like, hey, I'm a dude. I got this hourglass and I got this lady. And I'm this guy. Like, he just seems like bad generic to me. And I'm sure he's done impressive stuff somewhere along the way. But also, he just strikes me as... And I think he did... Didn't he fucking do some... I mean, you know, whatever. When you're out of work, you're out of work. He just seems like a guy who fucking is destined to control his narrative. He seems like he fucking belongs with that group of fucking dopes. So, like, the idea that he's the guy waiting in the wings for fucking whatever's next is just like, alright, sure, alright. I guess you see something in this guy. Also, that, like, as someone who does not watch NXT, like, that Toxic Attraction tag team just is like, what the fuck? What is this fucking bullshit? Anyway, I'm back home. Thanks, everybody, for taking the trip with me. Yeah, so maybe, like, Tuesday or Wednesday or something, we'll pop this package open on camera and see what Victor sent. Have a good one, everybody. A bunch of videos are up on that YouTube channel now from the streams this week. Go watch some Midnight Fight Express or some Arcade Paradise. All that shit, y'all. See ya. Yes, hot chicks in bondage gear. What a dumb...